Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Todd McFarlane launches the new You. Michael Walsh on Frankenstein. Dark Horse has a twisted take on Medusa. This is Comic Book Club News for March 1st, 2024. Back in October, Todd McFarlane teased his upcoming line of Spawn-related comic books at New York Comic Con. And now, he's officially announced the first titles in what the creator is calling the new You. Just to be clear, the letter U, not a new You. Spinning out of the events of Spawn number 350, which introduced a new ruler of hell and stranded Spawn on an Earth where he no longer has his powers, the new books will all be priced at either $2.99 or $3.99, something publisher Image Comics boasts is well under the industry standard of $4.99. The first title out of the gate for the new You will be Sam and Twitch Case Files on March 27, written by McFarlane, with art by Seizman Kondransky, following McFarlane's detectives that have run throughout the Spawn books for decades. Then on April 10, Erica Schultz and Zay Carlos introduce Rat City, about a future Hellspawn named Peter Cairn, whose Spawn powers were somehow caused by Al Simmons in the present. On May 15th, Sean Lewis and Valerio Giangiordano launch Monolith, a three-issue series about an extremely large Hellspawn. But wait, that's not all. In June and July, the new You will introduce three four-issue miniseries: Misery, Medieval Spawn, and Spawn Kills Every Spawn. August will bring on Violator in a six-issue miniseries, as well as Knights vs. Samurai, which is self-explanatory. Another new ongoing series, Deadly Tales, will hit in September. And in October, a bi-monthly series with an extended page count titled No Home Here will hit stores. Here. But wait, that's still not all. Focus, Spawn the Dark Ages, She-Spawn, Bloodletter, and Spawn 77 will all hit stores over the upcoming months. Seems like Spawn is spawning. Frankenstein might be the monster, not the doctor, but Michael Walsh is the writer and the artist on the just-announced Universal Monsters Frankenstein from Skybound. The third series to take on Universal's classic movie monsters, Walsh will reimagine the story of the monster to show the backstory of where his body parts came from. Over the course of the four-issue series, each issue will focus on a different body part, starting with the hands taken from the corpse of a father whose son is still mourning him. Said Walsh via a press release provided to Comic Book Club News, quote, "The story of Dr. Frankenstein and his poor, misunderstood monster is one of the most recognizable and influential horror tales ever told. It's also one of my favorites. The original 1931 film from Universal Pictures is a continuing inspiration for my art and storytelling. So, as you can imagine, I was honored to be able to play in that sandbox. Trying to tell an original story while staying true to the canon of that film was an exciting yet daunting prospect. It's been some of the most fun I've had making comic books, and I know that fans of Frankenstein and horror will have a blast experiencing these characters in iconic scenes like never before. The first issue will hit stores on August 28. Fire bad, but this book sound good. Snakes? Why did it have to be snakes? That's what you'll be saying when Dark Horse Comics releases their new graphic novel, Medusa, written and illustrated by the Eisner-nominated Tony Parker, with colors by Tamara Bonvillain. Here's how Dark Horse describes the book, quote, "Everything you know about Medusa is a lie. Forever cursed to be remembered as a monster, this ageless yet very mortal hero has spent millennia saving humanity from the horrors of legend. But now, in Scotland, she has met a foe that makes even the gods hide in fear. Armed with unwavering resolve, will the mighty Medusa be able to save mankind one last time? Sounds cool, but not everything is a lie. Her hair is still snakes." The graphic novel hits stores on October 2nd, 2024. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And you know what they say, if you haven't seen it, it's the new you. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.